Okay, I've got a question. Has Chicago finally gone stark raving mad? I'm watching media, friends of mine, and politicians wagging their little thin fingers of moral rectitude at mayoral candidate Willie Wilson. Why? He gave out cash at a church, $40,000 worth, maybe $200,000 when you add in the checks. So he gave out his money. He didn't give out my money. He didn't give out your money. His own money at a church. So let me get this straight. It's okay to tax people and create patronage jobs or hand out hams and turkeys before elections, as the Democrats have done for years and years, but you can't hand out cash? Who wants turkey when you can have cash money? Who wants ham when you can have cash money? Cash money, damn it. What's wrong with you people? And there will be moans and groans aplenty as black activists try to pull a Father Flager and shut down Lakeshore Drive before a Cub game next week and call for the resignation of Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Will police lead them as they did Father Mike by the hand? Or will they be arrested? You know, because they're getting in the way of Cubs. Oftentimes, the cries of complaints from poor people aren't heard, said the Reverend Gregory Livingston, who's organizing the march. We have to go where the critics have to be heard. Well, they were heard 60 years ago. 60 years ago in Chicago. We had a thing called the Democratic National Convention. And there was Mayor Daley and the cops and the protesters. Now, I'm in the tomato garden. It's a time of desperate, epic struggles with weeds. Oh, and a reader just called, accusing me of something I've never been accused of before in my life. I'm a pluviophile. So let's talk Willie Wilson, the Cub protests that'll bother the white folks, and somewhere in America, people are aghast that a president who dates porn queens and Playboy models would pay them off to shut them up. Okay. Listen, all politics is local. I'm John Cass, husband, father, syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune, and this is The Chicago Way on WGN Plus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man.
Castle.
There was a man who took a stand with pen and paper in his hand, defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river. Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Okay, crime seems to be escalating. There was a stabbing downtown the other night, right on State and Lake. And, of course, the suspects ran away. I don't know how many people were shot over the weekend, 44, 45, but how many dead? I mean, can you keep score? But our politicians like J.B. Pritzker and Rahm Emanuel will talk about Trump. They talk about Trump because they don't want to deal with what's going on in their city and state. People are being taxed out of their homes. Even I'm thinking about leaving. I mean, we're getting crushed with property taxes here. But let's talk about Trump. Let's focus on Trump. Let's focus on him. He's here Thursday in Illinois. You know, he's going to talk about his tariffs, which are a stupid idea. Tariffs on steel have allowed steel manufacturers to open up in Illinois. But at the same time, he's got to give money out to the farmers, billions of dollars, to make up for the tariffs on soybeans in the trade war with China. Tariffs are dumb, Mr. Trump. Okay? Meanwhile, okay, Jeff Carlin and I love doing this podcast, and it's growing. We do two a week now, so find us on iTunes. Write us a kick-ass review. Tell people how much you love it. I don't have Willie Wilson's money. You know, I can't give out cash. That would be wrong of me. Although I still don't know what Willie Wilson did that's so terrible. Okay, they say he bought votes or is trying to buy votes. I'll let you know about him in a bit because I just got off the phone with him. In the meantime, let's get to some letters, okay? Letters in which I basically kiss my own behind. I don't run these in the column, but I do like getting them, although I was accused by Gina Johnson of Naperville of being a pluviophile. She wrote an email to me the other day, "John, I love your column and often agree with you," meaning she doesn't always agree with me. Too bad, Gina. "I do completely agree with you about rainy days and thunderstorms, especially when I'm at home and can sit back and enjoy them. I'm disappointed if they occur while I'm at work in my windowless cubicle. And here's a word I've discovered, pluviophile. Noun, a lover of rain, someone who finds joy and peace of mind during rainy days. If I'm stressed and a thunderstorm rolls in, peace comes over me," says Gina. "The south side of Chicago was where I witnessed them growing up as well, and the tornado of 1967, which swept through our neighborhood, kept me fearful of stormy weather until my early 20s. But then I did a complete 180. Now I'm never disappointed unless we have an outdoor event as planned. Keep sharing your writing and insights, Gina Johnson, Naperville." Thank you, Gina. I guess I am a pluviophile, but I went online to find out what it means exactly, and I got this. A spurious Latin Greek formation coined by the Greeklists, which attempts to express love for rain, but in fact manages to express ignorance, the proper Greek formation being ombrophile, ombros, meaning long rain. Yeah, okay, Mr. Dictionary, quit being rude to Gina Johnson. Gina, I like yours. I can't stand these people who want to be experts in Greek. You don't even know how to make a moutza, dude. And you're going to lecture Gina Johnson? Okay, here's one. A tweet. Jeff Carlin and I are working on compiling a list for you. If you go on Facebook, you'll find it. This is how it started, from Jack Jameson. "Hi, John. I'm really enjoying your podcast. I live in Bloomington Normal, Illinois, and will be visiting my uncles who live in Evergreen Park. I'm looking to do a bakery tour. Ever been to Tuzik's on 95th, Wolf's Bakery, Beverly Bakery on Western? Any tips, suggestions?" We'll get into that at our next podcast, but I do have to say, Weber's Bakery, okay? Atomic Cake, enough said. But there's so many people are sending bakery recommendations in, their favorite bakeries. They're posting on Facebook. You're more than welcome to do the same. I don't know. It just tells you that when I write about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and how the Democratic left is basically yanking the regular Democrats over to their destruction, people ho-hum. But if you talk about where to find a good atomic cake or good biscotti, people go crazy. What do I know about journalism? Okay, now let's get to the main story of the day. I'm sitting here in the tomato garden. You can hear the birds behind me. Betty just gave me a cup of coffee, and I just downed a big plate of blueberries with cream. Nothing like blueberries. I went to the farmer's market in Downers Grove and talked to the blueberry lady, and she was so nice that I ended up buying 20 pounds or 15 pounds of blueberries. When I got back, Betty's like, "What the hell have you done? What are we going to do with all these?" Anyway, I've been eating them religiously. I learned the word, you know, antioxidant. I don't know what that means. Is antioxidant and cream a good thing? Anyway, so the main story of the day, and I'm working on the column now as we speak, so I'm going to talk it out to you, is this Willie Wilson thing. Okay? You know, I know Trump's coming to Illinois, and J.B. Pritzker's going to be upset, and the media's going to say, "Why isn't Rauner here? Why didn't Rauner stand with the president?" and all this other nonsense. But really, the Willie Wilson thing bothers me. Why? Because the media is all over him, including our good friend Kristen McQuarrie. She wrote a column basically saying this is terrible. I think it was tongue-in-cheek. But I'm going to put that tongue even farther into my cheek if I can. Some people are calling him Robin Hood. Editorials are like, "Oh my God, why are you doing this? You're buying votes. Why are you doing this, Willie Wilson?" Here's what he did. At a church last week, he started passing out money. He's got a foundation. Governor Rauner gave $100,000 to the foundation. Wilson started passing out checks, people calling for signing up with the foundation, that, you know, "Please help me with my property taxes, my bills. I can't make it." And they were passing out checks. Rauner got some FaceTime with Willie, but then Willie decided that there were other people coming in the door, and they didn't have IDs. They're street people. They don't have IDs, you know, they just got out of jail. Some of them are on drugs, some of them need to buy food. And he couldn't turn them away. So he gave out some cash. He just happened to have $40,000 cash on him. Yeah, don't you carry 40 grand when you go to church? Yeah, those candles cost a lot of money. Not in my church, but anyway. The thing is, everyone's beating the hell out of the guy. So I called him. I'm like, Willie, your father plowed with a mule. You plowed with a mule. My father plowed with a mule. He remembered the mule's name, Truman. I'm like, thanks, Will. Anyway, he remembered the mule. And he said, he doesn't get it. Why are people so angry with him? He said, they're lunatics. This is a quote. These are my dollars I'm spending. These people are lunatics getting upset, trying to pull me down. I think it's wrong. And then he said that people are going to start investigating him. He's like, now Lisa Madigan, the attorney general and daughter of the boss of Illinois, Mike Madigan. Lisa's investigating. What are they investigating me, giving away my own money? Why investigate me? Investigate her father. Why come in here to me? Down south is what we do. Why don't investigate Rahm for the crooked deals on the red light cameras, for putting poor neighborhoods in trouble? Why not investigate City Hall for the bike tickets? He means this practice where the police ticket black bike riders for traffic violations, but not white bike riders. You think that the white bike riders are going to vote for Rahm? Yeah. He said, why not investigate Rahm taking taxpayer dollars out of the poor communities and putting it downtown? Investigate that. I've been doing this for years. My record speaks for itself. The more I listen to him, you know, he's not a fancy talker. But guess what? I'm not a fancy talker. I understand what he means. He wants to give his own money away. He's not a candidate yet, officially. Didn't sign his papers. And everybody's freaking out that he's buying votes. Well, let me tell you something. For the past 80 years, the Democratic Party in Chicago has been buying black votes. They bought black votes with jobs at the post office back in the day. They bought black votes with make-work jobs that they just create. In the time when Harold Washington was a young man and his father worked in the Third Ward Democratic organization of Mike Snead. Not Mike Snead the columnist, Mike Snead the ward boss. Two different people. They hand out hams and turkeys. They hand out grants. They hand out grants. They love handing out grants. What's a grant? A grant is when a politician raises your taxes so he can give stuff out to a community group in the form of a grant that has already pledged their fealty to that politician. Is that not buying votes? Is that corrupt? All Willie Wilson's doing is cutting out the middleman, and he's not taking your money or mine. I have to say, it's refreshing. Kind of like, I don't know, I don't want to bring up show tunes, but I remember the Dustman in My Fair Lady, a moralist who made a fortune after he was discovered by Professor Henry Higgins. The idea here is, it's his own money, man. Leave him the bleep alone. And quit wagging your finger at people and saying that he's buying votes. This whole town has been buying votes. This is what this town is built on, buying votes. The state. Raising taxes, buying votes, and now taxpayers can't even stay in their own homes. And here's J.B. Pritzker, who's going to raise them even more, screaming about Donald Trump. Listen, J.B., tell your friend Rahm and you to start thinking about taxpayers for a change. Because we're getting squeezed out of our own homes, dude. And you're talking about other nonsense. Speaking about nonsense, you know, we have a mayoral campaign going on. And we had Paul Vallis on the podcast last week. We're going to hope to have Bridget Gaynor on soon. She'll be announcing any day now, I think. And we'll have others. Lori Lightfoot, I want to sit down and talk to her, definitely. The thing is, I can't find a Latino candidate. Do you know why? Because Rahm is a Latino candidate. Because the bosses and the Latino clique, Louis Gutierrez, who really doesn't like Rahm, and Chuy Garcia, who really doesn't like Rahm, I guess have agreed that there won't be a Latino candidate so they can get what they want from a weakened Rahm. But, you know, you're talking about 20%, 25% or so of the vote in a crowded field and there's no Latino candidate? But let me tell you something. Don't think that Latino politics is not tuned to the ideas and the critical issues of the day. Because the leader of the Latino caucus in Chicago City Council Northwest Side Alderman Gilbert Villegas wants to have meetings about pigeons. He's still pushing his pigeon racing idea. I'm going to have a meeting with both sides and hopefully come up with a compromising. Pigeon racing is deeply loved in Poland, Villegas told John Byrne of the Chicago Tribune. He's insane, man. You want to have pigeons on your roof? All right, like if you live in an apartment and you know that the city is crawling with rats, where Chicago is the rat capital of Chicago, of the country, you know, Rahm worries about Trump and all that. And he worries about being Mayor Zorro to the Latinos. He wants to stop people from talking about, you know, violence. He wants you to not talk about Laquan McDonald, but now we're doing pigeons. Okay, I'm so pissed off I can't even articulate the words. All right, here it is. Chicago's the rat capital of the world, you morons. You're not doing anything about it, you morons. You know, we've tried to bring dogs here, have even blood sport with dogs and terriers and rats, but they're really getting out of control. If you have a child walking in your own backyard on the northwest side, chances are first creature they're going to see is a rat. That's not a good thing. So if you put pigeons up on your roof and you feed them, guess what you feed them? You're not feeding them air sandwiches. You're not feeding them good wishes. You're feeding them seed. And you know what? Guess who else eats that kind of seed? Critters, like rats. You really want to draw more rats to the rooftops of Chicago when the backyards are already filled and the alleys are already filled? Well, I don't need any damn pigeons flying overhead, squirting their pigeon effluviants or whatever it is on top of people, especially when you're wearing a dark suit. This is ridiculous. So clean up your act, Chicago. Leave Willie Wilson alone. Embrace the idea that you've been buying votes for years. Now don't act all hypocritical and say it's bad because the guy's using his own cash. And don't bring a bunch of pigeons here to compete with the rats in the alleys. Alderman Villegas, find a Latino candidate for mayor. Leave the sky rats alone. Come on, you're getting a mutza here. Nah!
Why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park? And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
The other day, I wrote a column about Alexandria the Great, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the face of the left, the hard left. It's moving the Democratic Party, which is already on the left, even farther and farther to the Bernie Sanders left. And she's no Bernie Sanders. She's not a weakling. I mean, Bernie kind of folded with Hillary. He didn't push her on things he could have pushed her on. I don't really think he wanted to win. I think she wants to move the party to the left, and she's just a symbol of that, a symptom of something larger, just like Donald Trump was a symptom of something larger on the Republican side. It's what happens when the center collapses, becomes infected, and loses relevance and significance in a culture. Politics is always downstream of culture. And speaking of culture, and those protests we're going to have, where the Cub fans, most of them white suburbanites, are going to get all upset when Lakeshore Drive is shut down, civil disobedience, demanding Rahm's resignation over his mishandling of violence in Chicago. Let's remember that years ago, in 1968, in Chicago, there was something called the Democratic National Convention. Tens of thousands of Vietnam War protesters battled police in the streets. It was all on TV. The Democratic Party fell apart, pulled farther to the left over an internal disagreement about its stance on Vietnam. Remember the Kennedys? Oh, yeah. I forgot who pushed for the assassination of the leader of South Vietnam. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know what, it wasn't those evil Republicans, was it? Anyway, we had a riot, a police riot, and I was a little boy. All right, You know, if you read my column, you know that I'm not a liberal. I'm a conservative, floating on that sugar cookie in the sea of liberal milk. And we were all kids back then with our little brush crew cuts. You'd get them at Stan the Barber on 55th Street, Stosh. Stosh would give you a crew cut and then rub that red wax in your hair so that the top of your crew cut would stand up. 1968, everyone else had long hair, not Casso. I had my long hair later in the 70s. In the 60s, late 60s, though, all my friends at our homes watching the Democratic National Convention, it wasn't that we cared about the politics, but the cops were kicking ass. They were beating the hell out of these protesters. And being a child of the Southwest Side, child of white flight, hated liberals back then. Not now. I kind of pity them. I didn't know what was going on. I just was threatened by disobedience, by long hair, by screaming, by beards. But who could be totally clean during a protest when you're out there day after day in the hot Chicago sun and the Democrats are inside the building, the Conrad Hilton Hotel, and Richard Daley, Jay Daley, is screaming at Abraham Ribicoff, telling him to go fly a kite or whatever he said. Go fly a kite, it looked like, when he was screaming. And the police were out there with their nightsticks. And he defended the police. I wonder what's going to happen in the future. Because you're seeing the same kind of rift. The hard left is really pushing the sort of corporate left Democrats like Rahm Emanuel. Under this mayoral election that's coming, it's really here now. And I'm sorry, if you're not paying attention to it, you're really a chumbalone because it's happening now. I'd like to see what happens. I'm not talking about violence, but I want to see how the left handles it this time. You're seeing the similar conflict. And there was Richard J. Daley at his news conference talking about the police aren't here to preserve disorder or something. What was it again, Jeff?
Gentlemen, get the thing straight once and for all. The policeman isn't there to create disorder. The policeman is there to preserve disorder. And the confrontation that takes place is the people confronting the police department and telling them, despite what the law is, we're going to do what we want to do. But when I ask you as a law-abiding citizen not to proceed any further, and you're linked arms and you walk into the police department and someone in your outfit kicks him in the groin or spits in his face or hits him with a bag of urine or a bag of a four-letter word that begins with S and ends with T, what would you do? I just wonder what you'd do.
For Jeff Carlin, WGN producer of The Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantis. For me, John Cass, husband, father, columnist of the Chicago Tribune. For all of you taxpayers getting squeezed out of your homes. And for Willie Wilson, if he's buying votes, he's doing it with his own money, damn it. This has been another edition of the Chicago Way.